You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
And the Denver Broncos have taken Super Bowl 50.
That's right, you were Locked On Broncos, and it's time to drop some knowledge. I am Chad Jensen, the publisher of MileHighHuddle.com. My co-host is none other than Luke Polglaze, a semi-pro football coach and NFL draft analyst. We'll hear from Luke here in just a little bit. But Locked On Broncos, we're not here to just report the news. There's a variety of ways that you can get that today. We're here to give you a more in-depth analytical look at your favorite team, the Denver Broncos. So be sure to tell your friends about the show, share the episodes on social media, and let's light up the internet with orange and blue. We are committed to bringing you a daily podcast focused entirely on your Denver Broncos at least 5 days a week. Luke and I are passionate about this project. We're sick. We're maniacal about Broncos football, just like you are. Now, follow the show on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos. We really need each listener to take a quick second, find at Locked On Broncos, and click the follow button. Very important to us in terms of growing the show. We had to recently start the account from scratch, so do us a solid, follow us on Twitter. Now, of course, the home of Locked On Broncos is Audio Boom, but make sure to also subscribe on iTunes, and if you're an Android user, Stitcher as well. The Broncos have just 3 games left on the schedule, and each one is of monumental importance, and you're not going to want to miss a single episode. Now, it's Patriot Week. New England will travel to the Mile High City to do battle with your Denver Broncos at 2:25 p.m. on Sunday. New England sits at 11-2, while the Broncos enter Week 15 at 8-5. If the Broncos want to keep their postseason hopes of, you know, defending their world championship alive, they can't afford to lose this game. Now, listening to the coaches and players this week, I have a good feeling about the Broncos this coming Sunday. Honestly, how a team prepares for an opponent in the week leading up to a game will determine how they perform on the gridiron. The Broncos really seem to have buckled down. They've refocused with Tom Brady and company coming to town. You know, the Broncos are approaching this game, I think, with the right mental attitude. You heard Von Miller on the show on Wednesday. He called this game, quote, the biggest game of the year, close quote. Von also talked about how, of all the games, this needs to be the one, excuse me, that the vaunted, version of their defense shows up. It's this week. Guys are challenging themselves individually. They're challenging one another. Now, this game doesn't come without some special obstacles. I mean, just game planning for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady is an immense obstacle alone. But it's looking like the Broncos are going to have to play this game without their top two inside linebackers. Brandon Marshall hasn't practiced all week with his hamstring injury. Todd Davis has also been absent with his oblique injury. Now, Davis is expected to return to practice this weekend, today, Friday, but he's likely not going to be 100%. That's going to put the onus on Corey Nelson and Zaire Anderson. Mile High Huddle's Nick Kendall, in fact, wrote a nice piece this week detailing Anderson's virtues and how he helped turn Denver's rush defense around in the second half in Tennessee. You'll want to check that out. But having success against a young Marcus Mariota-led offense, let's face it, is very different than a Tom Brady offense. But I think with Belichick's penchant for scheming to exploit an opponent's weakness, you know, the Patriots are going to try to attack Denver's 29th-ranked rushing defense. Expect to see heavy doses of LeGarrette Blount, James White, and Deion Lewis. Coach Gary Kubiak, you know, he's matched up with Bill Belichick enough to know that New England will try and attack Denver's weakness. I mean, it's a matter of course. That's his bread, that's his butter, that's where he's built his career. Here's what Coach Kubiak had to say about that on Thursday.
Because we're going to get tested. You know, I think I said yesterday they're running the ball well and also running the ball well out of too tight. But our practice has been good. Hopefully Todd will be back tomorrow. We'll put him back to work. We'll see. But Zaire and Corey working good. Q's been working good. He's been with us now for a few weeks. So, you know, just had some guys, some young guys have to step up.
I think Anderson upgrades Denver's ability to defend the run, just being honest. But I am concerned on the flip side about his skill set in space. Covering tight ends, covering running backs. The Patriots have one of the best pass-catching backs in the game in James White. I'm sure they're going to test Denver's linebackers. They're going to test the safeties throughout the game. But against the run, I expect Anderson to be an asset this week. In fact, Kubiak talked about Anderson on Thursday as well.
He's paying attention, Troy. You know, I mean, you got young guys like that, and they're backup players and special teams players, and you know, you watch them. They're taking care of the business. Yeah. But you don't really know until they get thrown in the fire. You know, and he got thrown in there last week, and we played our best half. You know, played our tail off. So, just tells you he's been paying attention, waiting for an opportunity, and he's practicing really good this week.
Now, Derek Wolfe. You know, he's going to have one of his biggest games of the season against New England. I mean, we've seen him step up and play beast mode football against the Patriots in the past. He is the key on the defensive line, though, to stopping the run. And I fully expect New England to try and run away from him and Von Miller. But, you know, Wolf has had a phenomenal year, consistently making plays at the point of attack and behind the line of scrimmage for the Broncos. Which is another thing that Coach Kubiak touched on Thursday.
I think Derek's had a Pro Bowl year, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, I know that's all coming up, but I think Derek's had a really good year. Let's remember his partner left, you know, on the other side. They used to get a lot of attention, but yet Derek's still been very productive in his play, and he's played hurt. He's played hurt for his team, and to me, you know, just really good player. I think he's had a fine year.
You know, everybody worries about New England's offense, which is why I'm talking about the Broncos' defense at this point. We all know that Wade Phillips' unit is the least of Denver's concerns right now. The truth is the Broncos are not going to be able to win this game without Trevor Siemian in the offense, sustaining some drives, putting points on the board, because Tom Brady's going to get his. You know, the Broncos' defense will limit him, but the name of the game this week is going to be scoring for the Broncos. And right now, the Broncos are 16th ranked in scoring, averaging 22.8 points per game to New England's 26.8. Now, I don't think the Broncos are going to let New England score 27. I think the sweet spot for Siemian and company this week is going to be 24 points. They can score 24 points. I really like Denver's chances of emerging from this game with a win. Now, the Broncos enter Week 15 as 3-point underdogs last time I checked. The national media, you know, once again, they've fallen in line for the Patriots, hook, line, and sinker, and that's just how the Broncos like it. They thrive as the underdog. They thrive on the perception of disrespect. They thrive on being that team that nobody sees coming. And right now, everybody's down on the Broncos across the board, coast to coast. They've lost 5 games already this year heading into Week 15, but they have won 8 without Peyton Manning. And I take my hat off to Trevor Siemian, a second-year player, his first time being a starter, and what he's done for this team in 2016. But he's entering a matchup where he's going to have to be the difference maker on offense. You know, he's going to need, of course, a lot of help from his offensive line and his skill position players. I think the onus is on Demaryius Thomas to have one of his best, most physical performances. Same goes for Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, this New England passing defense can be exploited, but the Broncos have to have balance. And that means that Justin Forsett is going to have a big day himself as well. And I'm not necessarily saying that Forsett needs to break 100 yards on the ground, you know, but he has to be efficient. The Broncos can't afford negative running plays, you know, guys getting blown up behind the line of scrimmage. And with Forsett toting the rock this week, I honestly think that we're going to see the Broncos' rushing offense take a leap forward. You know, that kind of got, there was a little bit of an interruption to that groove last week with him fumbling and, of course, Tennessee getting out on top early. But the truth is he brought a spark when he was able to touch the ball. Most of the time, with the exception of that fumble, he had a spark that you could measure. I mean, it was palpable. You could see that he brought something to the offense that we haven't seen for many, many weeks. You know, he has the experience and the patience to push the ball on a running play, play side, and get the linebackers and the D linemen crashing down the line of scrimmage and then cut it back for a big gain. And that's really been Devontae Booker's problem since C.J. Anderson went down. Booker's been too quick to cut it back, just no patience. And the linebackers, you know, they just squat knowing he's going to cut it back prematurely. Forsett will sell the stretch. And sometimes, you know, he'll take the ball through a crease play side. You know, it doesn't always have to be a cutback in the zone blocking system. But watch for that on Sunday. you'll see that Forsett has a more developed vision and the patience to wait for the blocks to develop and to set up those linebackers before cutting it back. I mean, there's no doubt it's a big game, and we're going to dive into the matchup. We're going to scout a couple key Patriots to watch on both sides of the ball and reveal our keys to victory and, of course, predict the game. But before we do, really quick, I want to talk about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the football games you want to see up close and in person this season. You have two more chances to see the Broncos in Denver this regular season. You can also choose to follow them on the road, go watch them play Kansas City at Arrowhead. There is nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. Anyone who's, you know, last year being at the game when C.J. Anderson broke that long run in overtime to beat the Patriots, I was there. It was phenomenal. With SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets because I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find the seats for whichever game I want to see this season, and that includes this weekend. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because they go out and price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites, and anybody who's ever shopped for tickets online, on the secondary market especially, can attest to the fact that prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek is always going to find you the lowest available price, and SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck, which is why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that are going to fit your budget. And this time of year with Christmas, we all know that budget is key. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets with peace of mind and with confidence. Best of all, Locked On Broncos listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase, and here's how you get that. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, click on Add a Promo Code, and then enter promo code LO Broncos. SeatGeek will then send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Broncos today. Now, the Patriots offense, they're ranked in the top 10 in just about every major statistical category. And, you know, they can get it done in a variety of ways. They are the NFL poster children for, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. We all know Tom Brady, and even at 39 years old, he's still the toughest quarterback to game plan against in the NFL. He's tough, he's a competitor, and he's been on a mission this year to exact his pound of flesh, you know, not only for Deflategate, but you know he'd love nothing more than to hammer the death knell into the Broncos, the team who beat him twice last year and kept him from going to his seventh Super Bowl. But, you know, in scouting the Patriots, we're going to talk about a couple other guys to keep an eye on who could have a huge impact on the outcome of this game. And first up, we're going to talk about wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. Now, the Patriots drafted Mitchell in the fourth round this year out of Georgia. He's 6 foot and about 200 pounds, and he's really started to come on strong over the last few games. Let's hear from Luke for the first time tonight on why this kid deserves our attention on Sunday and what he can do to the Broncos.
Yeah, so the first player I'd like to highlight would be the rookie wide receiver, Malcolm Mitchell, out of Georgia. This is a kid he's really come on strong in his rookie season. He started the season slow, but, you know, in the last couple of games, he's really been winning over Tom Brady's trust. Four TDs in his last four games. He's yet to go over 100 yards, but be sure that Brady is going to look for him when they get down to the red zone. This is a kid who's pretty athletic, and he can make you pay in the red zone.
Next up, we're going to the point of attack. Whomever is tasked with blocking Von Miller each week, I mean, that's a matchup that for good or for ill, you know is going to play a role in the outcome of a game. This week, that particular right tackle is Marcus Cannon. This guy's in his sixth year in the Patriots system. He has a lot of experience, and especially playing in big games. Let's hear what Luke, our expert talent evaluator, has to say about Marcus Cannon.
Yeah, so another key player would be right tackle Marcus Cannon. This is a guy who, to my mind, has really struggled a lot over the last couple seasons, but he got rewarded with New England, just signed a fat new five-year, $32 million contract, got 14.5 guaranteed. This is a team that really believes he can be their right tackle of the future going forward, and if not a right tackle, then a utility offensive lineman. And, you know, he's going to have his hands full with Von Miller. I'm definitely going to be watching that matchup.
Now, before we scout a couple guys on New England's defense, I want to talk about something real quick. Because one of the benefits we have at the Locked On Podcast Network and Locked On Broncos is the opportunity to work closely with our advertising partners. We enjoy taking the time on our show to take a step back, talk about these advertising partners, help them to reach new people. And these are companies we believe in, and it's a powerful thing, and it's not something we take lightly. We're always looking to grow our relationships. If you're listening to this show, if you're a business owner, and you'd like to reach the male demographic between the ages of 18 and 44, your company should be sponsoring this podcast because 98% of the Locked On Broncos listenership is male, 80% of which are between the ages of 18 to 44. Now, our rates are very reasonable. Feel free to reach out to us at lockedonbroncos@gmail.com, and we can break it down and talk about it. Now, this Patriots defense, you know, they're not as talented across the board as the unit we saw twice last year. You know, gone are Chandler Jones and Jamie Collins, two linebackers. But with the Patriots, it really doesn't matter because you know they're getting coached by the best teacher in the NFL and schemed by the best football mastermind, you know, arguably anyway, in the history of the NFL, and Bill Belichick. They're disciplined, and they have some very good players at each level of the defense. They're ninth in total defense, and they're second in scoring right now. So they, you know, they have they're formidable in their own right. But first up, we're going to talk about their utility edge rusher, Rob Ninkovich. This is an 11th year pro, and, you know, although he's never been to the Pro Bowl or been named to an all-pro team, this is a guy who commands respect from around the league for a reason. He has 46 career sacks, and he's one of the most fundamentally sound outside linebackers in the NFL. Let's hear what Luke has to say about Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah, I've always been higher on Rob Ninkovich specifically than most other people are. He's a really, in my opinion, really utilitarian rush linebacker. He's a converted backup long snapper, believe it or not, who they found out could pass rush. You know, this is a guy who he got suspended this year, missed some time for this unit, but he can play, he can get after the passer, and with a young quarterback like Trevor Siemian, you know, having a guy like Ninkovich to go out there and rush the passer is going to be important. They're going to want to disrupt the young passer. They're going to want to confuse him defensively. And having a guy like Ninkovich, who's an old, you know, a wily veteran at getting after the quarterback, he's going to see a lot of Donald Stevenson in this game. And that's a matchup of veteran on veteran. So I'm going to be very interested to see how that pans out.
Again, the Patriots lost their best pass rusher in Chandler Jones, but they've taken the kind of the populist approach to making up that production.
Yeah, so the Patriots have had some consistency for several years that they're starting off-ball linebacker positions with Dante Hightower, obviously, but this year's brought quite a bit of flux to that other position next to him. Obviously, for so long, it's been Jamie Collins, but he was traded off in kind of a surprising move to Cleveland, and really, New England's kind of cycled through a kind of a pile of players there next to him. You'll see a lot of Alandon Roberts. He's a rookie out of Houston, sixth-round pick, but they really like the way this kid plays. He's always around the ball, so he's a name to watch. And they, you know, of this season, they've also gone out and picked up guys like Barkevious Mingo in a trade with Cleveland, Kyle Van Noy in a trade with Detroit, of course, the pick out of BYU. I mean, people forget that this guy was a second round pick, if I remember correctly. So he, you know, he's definitely a guy who knows football. And then they signed Shane McClellan in the offseason. Now, he's a bit more of a strong side linebacker, but, you know, who's that guy who's going to come in and step in and play next to Hightower? That's what New England is really trying to figure out right now. I think you're really going to see the rookie Roberts get the lion's share of the plays, but, you know, guys like Mingo, guys like Van Noy, they're going to sneak in there. They're athletic players, and Belichick does such a good job with Matt Patricia as his defensive coordinator as well of just putting the athletic players in a position for them to succeed. And I think that's very, very much the case here with these off-ball linebackers. So I'm going to see whoever that starter is next to Hightower. I'm going to be very interested in him.
All right, let's talk about keys to victory. What's it going to take for the Broncos to emerge victorious once again at home over the Patriots? And I'll start this off. My number one key is this. The Broncos have to play smart, disciplined football. Too many times lately, we've seen the Broncos shoot themselves in the foot. And in key situations, that's revealed itself through, you know, special teams gaffes and penalties, offensive line miscues, dropped passes, missed assignments, turnovers, you name it. This Patriots team, again, is coached as well as is possible in the modern NFL. You have to bring your A game, and it has to be a collective effort, because if you do screw up, the Patriots will jump on your throat and make you pay for it, and it's not easy to overcome those type of mistakes. The margin of error in this type of game is non-existent. And yeah, you know, the Broncos need to play physical. They need to run the ball. They need to be balanced and get after Tom Brady, and we could go on and on. But to me, the first and foremost key to the Broncos winning this game is playing smart and disciplined and not making mistakes that lead to negative plays. Let's hear Luke's keys for this game.
Yeah, the key to me here is stopping the run game. We all know Brady. We know he's a weapon passing the ball. We know that he's going to have the targets to do it even without Gronk for the rest of the year. He's still got, you know, next man up is Martellus Bennett. Nothing to sneeze at there. But for me, what's the biggest key to this team right now is the fact that they have a power run game. They're feeding LeGarrette Blount right now. He hasn't gone, the last time he went over 20 carries was also the last time he dipped under 4 yards per carry. But in the last two games, he's had a touchdown in each. He's going well over 4 yards per carry in the last 4 games. And this is a guy who, you know, when you get that power run game going, it just takes so much stress off that offense. Now, we've seen the Broncos struggle against the run this season. Can they step up this week? Can they take away that run? Can they force the Patriots to throw against that secondary? That's going to be the kicker. And I think that the Broncos are really going to have to focus on, once again, on shutting down that power run game like we saw last week.
All right, y'all, it's prediction time. This game, you know, it's a tough one for me, so let's hear from Luke first on how he thinks this game is going to shake out.
Yeah, finally the score prediction. I do have the Patriots winning this one. I think that the Broncos defense is going to be able to slow down that offense. They're not going to put up as much as they normally would, even with, you know, Brady at the helm. But I don't know that the Broncos offense is going to be able to kind of come back and score enough on this defense. I think the Patriots win this one 24-13.
Listen, the Broncos are going to win this game. Okay? I simply can't see them going out with a whimper and succumbing to the proverbial Super Bowl hangover. And it all starts with this game. Forget about what's happened over the last 13 games. Okay? They've had Week 15 circled on the schedule since the NFL released it earlier this year. This game means a lot to the Broncos, and their season aspirations are on the line. Okay, we keep hearing about, you know, how this team is yet to play their best football. I think this is the week we finally get a glimpse of what the Broncos' best football actually looks like. You know, the Broncos can't be late bloomers in this game. They've got to get after it early and often on both sides of the ball. You know, it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. It typically does in most Broncos games, but especially against Tom Brady and the Patriots. But I think the Broncos defense is going to get a key turnover. They're going to ice the game and emerge victorious. And it's going to give them the momentum needed to get hot down the stretch and catapult them forward. Broncos win this game 24-23. There you have it. I see this as a win. Luke sees it as a loss, but we'll find out who's right on Sunday. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Broncos. You know, listen, on our gut reaction show for Monday morning, we want to hear from you guys. During the game, tweet to us, whether it's, you know, at Locked On Broncos, tweet to Luke at Luke Polglaze, myself at Chad N. Jensen. We want to hear from you, whether it's questions, you know, observations on the game, what you saw, what you want to talk about. Hit us up on social media, and we'll read some of your tweets on Monday's Gut Reaction Show. So don't forget to do that. Of course, again, show's Twitter handle, at Locked On Broncos. I got to keep hammering that home, guys, because it's sitting at 85 followers, which is absolutely unacceptable. Don't forget to subscribe. For Luke, I'm Chad. We will talk to you next week.
Mile High Huddle.
Huddle.